Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms today, Psalm 50, verses 1 through 6. This is a psalm of Asaph. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. We love to focus on the attributes of God, don't we? As sinners, we highlight his unconditional love. We are thankful that he doesn't give us what we do deserve, that's his mercy, and we are thankful that he graciously gives us what we don't deserve, that's his grace. But God cannot be separated into pieces. All his attributes shine forth as one. The psalm reminds us that God is a God of justice. Psalm 50, written by Asaph, one of David's three choir leaders, calls God's consecrated people to account. Later in the psalm, Asaph will bring the indictments, but here he sets a courtroom stage. The mighty one summons his covenant people for judgment. Silence is agreement, and God will not remain silent. Take a moment to reflect on the mighty one, God the Lord, as Asaph says. Thank him for his great love that will never let you go. Thank him for his mercy and grace, but don't stop there. Invite him to shine his spotlight of judgment on your heart. Ask him to reveal where you're coming up short. Seek his forgiveness and pray for his power to transform your weaknesses into strength. Father, help me to see areas of my life that need addressed. Don't let me live oblivious to my weaknesses. Remind me of my known sin. Reveal areas of unknown sin. Give me your strength to move beyond my weakness. In Jesus' name, amen.